This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's Tuesday, and we're going to perform the Blueprint Power Hour during the first hour with Rob Regish. Second hour, we're going to be joined by author of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, Randy Roach, and Jim Ellingson, who was Ajahnus Vandeplanet's assistant for many, many, many years. And we're going to pay homage to the passing of Ajahnus Vandeplanet during the second hour, so don't miss that. How you doing, Rob Regish?
Doing great, man. How about you?
Fantastic, fantastic. So you told me you have something to report on the fat burner patch. What's the deal?
Yeah, well, I'm going to preface this by saying that I'm an ectomorph, and I lose fat and muscle easily. But having said that, last Sunday, I was over with my parents, you know, with Maximus. And I stepped on the bathroom stall, because I do this every 2 to 3 weeks. And I'm looking at it, and I'm down 5 pounds. I kind of scratch my head because I've been eating really and pretty darn good. I haven't changed anything. And I got back on just to double check it. And sure enough, I'm down 5 pounds. Now, I didn't make the connection to the H-Force fat burner patch right away because, you know, the ectomorph fear in me kicked in. And I started to go down the checklist of questions that ectos ask themselves. Stuff like, you know, have people tried to feed you recently? Ask questions like, are you sick? Do I need to run around in the shop to get wet?
Right, right.
And then when I finally got a hold of my senses, you know, I drove home. I went to brush my teeth before I went to bed. I opened up the cabinet, and there are the H-Force patches. And I said, son of a gun. So I said, all right, put that tape measure to the test. And in a little less than 3 weeks, no change in diet or routine, I'm down almost a quarter of an inch.
Wow. And so, but also you've been monitoring your body temperature as well, which is right from the get-go, you said that it was elevated once you started using the patches, right?
Yeah, and one other curious note. You know, since Tranquilogen got here, I practice what I preach. I take Saturdays and Sundays off and then use it during the week. But I noticed in my logs I wasn't sleeping as well on Saturday and Sunday. But when I apply the patch, I did notice that I slept a lot deeper and a lot better.
Interesting.
Now, whether that's attributable to the, what is it, somatostatin?
Yeah.
Some sort of GH, you know,
right,
releaser they've got in there, I'm not sure. But it's consistent. It's been happening for 3 weeks. So, you know, I have no vested interest in H-Force. In fact, I'm a competitor. So take that for what it's worth, but these patches are worth looking into. The fat burner patch, at least, gets a big thumbs up from me. And so much so, I was telling a good friend of mine, Jennifer, and she's like, where can I get some of those?
Well, so, it's interesting because what I'm going to do now is I'm going to contact Steve at H-Force and ask him for a special deal on the weight loss fat burner patch. For those of you listening to the show, it's not, if you're already on our email list, you'll probably get a notification after I talk to him today and hammer him a little bit. If you're not, you should join the Superhuman Radio email list. Go to our website at the very top. So yeah,
cool.
Very, very cool. I mean, I think that it's not like as though body fat just dripped off of you, but it did come off, and it did come off without you really changing anything. And there were several undeniable factors here. The body temperature going up is undeniable. I mean, if your body temperature goes up, you know it. It's the thermometer isn't gonna, it's not guessing. You know what I mean?
It's an objective diagnostic that you can't fudge.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very good. Very good. Very good.
So, listen, what's this I hear you've been grunting on the way to the gym?
I talked about it yesterday. On the way to the gym, and I've gotten a lot of people who said, look, I don't do what you do on the way to the gym, but I definitely grunt in the gym. But what I do is, on the way to the gym in the morning, which is generally between 8 and 8:30 in the morning, on the way I'm listening to the radio, and as I'm getting psyched and thinking about my workout, I let out a bunch of really loud yells, and I say, yeah. And I actually taped myself this morning, so let me see if this will work. Just give me a second. Hold on. Yeah!
Wow. That was you?
Hold on. I mean, I do it, I generally do it like 5 or 6 times, and I know when to stop because I stop when all of a sudden I start smiling and I feel what it does. And somebody said, you know what? I try to save all my energy for the gym. Well, for me, it's a little different. I gotta get psyched up on the way to the gym. I gotta get, cause I'm moving weight that's heavy for me. And quite often in the morning, I'm a little dragging. I'm not as awake yet. 5 or 6 of those wakes me up. When I get in the car, I'm dragging. When I get out of the car, there's a bounce in my step and I'm going. I'm like, okay, I'm ready for this. And it psyches me up.
You should walk into your local Planet Mediocrity and practice.
Yeah. I should just sit in the parking lot and do it. That's all.
All
right. We got to get on the ball here. We have a question from Samuel Freeman. He said, thanks again for all that you do, Rob. I am in my cruise phase now of my second blueprint run, and I'm stronger and more muscular than I've ever been in my life. Wow. I read in your blueprint that you recommend liver pills during the first part of the feast on the next Blueprint Power Hour. Can you talk about liver pills, what they do, and dosing recommendations? I just got them from Beverly's, their Ultra 40 liver pills, and want to know how to best dose them. Thanks again. This is really a good question because this is a oldie but goodie, liver pills.
Yes, it is. First things first, nice work, Sam, on getting to Gainesville. You know, by your own account, you're stronger and more muscular than you've ever been in your life. And that takes two things. One, the knowledge of how to get there, which is the blueprint. And two, good old-fashioned elbow grease. So he brought Game the blueprint, and that's why he's sitting right now at the corner of Main Street and PR Drive.
Right.
And that's what most people can expect when they invest in the blueprint. But with respect to liver tabs, I do offer a unique protocol for their use in the Blueprint 2.0. And it's a good example of how I've taken some of these things from the past and married them to today's methods. Credit where credit's due, though, the liver tab trick was taken from Vince Gironda.
Right.
And while I won't discuss the exact dose and timing protocol here, given I'm looking to protect people's investment in the blueprint, suffice it to say, it works, and it works really well. Gironda was among the first to recognize the potential of liver tabs, how best to use them, and most importantly, the timing of their use. So let's take a look then at what's in them. Liver tabs are a rich source of amino acids, vitamins, minerals, nucleic acids, lipotropics, antioxidants, cytochrome P450, which is an enzyme involved in steroid production and detoxification, and other important nutrients. It's been used by bodybuilders and powerlifters for decades to increase strength, appetite, improve recovery time, liver function, just a whole bunch of stuff. It's also an effective blood builder. It's little known, but liver helps increase red blood cell count.
B12.
It's also, it's right, it's one of the best sources of heme iron.
Right.
And the difference between heme and non-heme is absorption. Non-heme has an absorption rate of about 1 to 3%. Heme iron, you get 35% or more. They can also exert what's called hematinic activity, otherwise known as the ability to improve the quality of the blood, including the hemoglobin level and the number of red blood cells. All of that's important because blood is what delivers oxygen and nutrients from your diet to your working muscles. So if you have a problem with iron, It can and does lead to fatigue, decreased energy levels, and reduced physical performance. And you see this a lot of times in women that are iron deficient. Now, the proof. This is an interesting one.
Are you gonna quote that study from back in the day, the one with the rats swimming?
Yeah.
This is what sold me. No. This is what sold me on liver pills. I was like, damn, I'm going to start taking liver pills.
Yeah. It's a classic. It was a classic experiment done in the 1950s by Dr. B.H. Ershoff, wherein he demonstrated liver extract was able to boost strength, endurance, and performance. So here's what he did. He took three groups of rats and fed them controlled diets for a 12-week period. Group 1 got a basic diet with vitamins and minerals. Group 2 ate as much as they wanted of the same, plus B vitamins and brewer's yeast. Group 3 ate that same diet, but had 10% desiccated liver added. Next came the ultimate test. The rats were placed in a drum of water, which they couldn't climb out of, so it's literally sink or swim, do or die. Here's what went down. Group 1 rats swam for an average of 13.2 minutes before they drowned. Group 2 rats swam an average of 13.4 minutes before they drowned. Now get this. Group 3 rats, the ones that got liver, were still swimming at the end of 2 hours. Now, to me, that means either Group 3 watched the fate of their classmates or the liver had something to do with them swimming almost 10 times as long.
Yeah.
I'll put my money on the latter.
And
here's the bottom.
And a little known fact, the rats in Group 3 got out of the drum of water and kicked the crap out of the scientists after the test for killing the other two groups of rats.
Here's the bottom line. If you're looking to give this a whirl, quality is of the utmost importance. You're looking for a product, and Sam has the right one, by Beverly Nutrition. They're called Ultra 40 Liver Tabs. Good liver tabs start with good liver. Ideally, grass-fed cattle from Argentina. Argentine cattle are raised without the use of steroids, hormones, pesticides, or other contaminants. So you get a liver that's healthy, clean, and pure. You know, liver tabs are one of those overlooked gems that have fallen by the wayside. If you've never tried them, and you wish to avail yourself to a quality product like Beverly's Ultra 40, I can tell you with certainty they're worthy of your consideration. So I hope that helps, Sam.
So you're basically saying the best way to use them is to take them continuously throughout the day for a period of time and let it kind of do what it did for the rats, right?
For a certain period of time, yes. Now, as with any other nutraceutical, you know, there's a dose response curve which diminishes with time. We have a very specific window within which we use the liver tab trick, and it was culled from a lot of research from Vince Gironda. I mean, I'm not the guy that dreamed this up. Gironda is, so
right.
Credit where credit is due. But the fact is, it works, and that's why it's in the blueprint.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got more questions. This is the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by the Blueprint. Why don't you have a copy of the Blueprint yet? Listen to the results people get by following this guide. More muscle, more strength, more efficiently. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. Get with the program.
He's keeping tabs on government health agencies.
It's called the Environmental Protection Agency.
Carl Lenore.
Where is the protection?
Superhuman Radio.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest Protein Bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest Bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest Bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin Secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a dairy protein product with a disclosed 50% whey to 50% micellar casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It comes in 9 amazing flavors, including the newest lemon pie and butterscotch. Get free shipping on any order size inside the USA. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ultra Peptide 2.0 banner ad now. Canadian listeners can also get free shipping on 2 or more jugs of Ultra Peptide 2.0. Don't wait too long because this special won't last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Hour of power. Lay your hands on the radio. You're going to get stronger. Remember those days, Rob?
I remember.
People would put their hands on their radios and get healed. Okay. Greg Geldart, get ready to be healed. He said, I heard you mention garlic on the past episode and could smell your breath through the speakers. No, I heard you mention garlic on the past episode for boosting testosterone and find the whole overlooked herbs things interesting. What's your take on garlic and what's the best brand? Brand? You just buy it from your grocery store, don't you?
Well, it's a little more complicated than that, but there's nothing wrong with cooking with it, that's for sure. I had some last night. Great stuff. But the short answer here is garlic has a lot of potential, potential being the key word, but it's overshadowed by sexier products in the market, right, like ginger. The research on garlic is intriguing, most of it coming out of Japan. More than one study has found it boosts testosterone and lowers cortisol. The one that caught my eye, though, was conducted by researchers at Kobe University and funded by the Japanese pharmaceutical company Ryken. Interestingly enough, the rats given garlic powder not only had higher tests and lower cortisol, they also retained more of the dietary protein that was in their feed. So to better understand garlic, I've been brushing up on the works of Peter Josling. He's the director of the Garlic Information Center in East Sussex, England. And he thinks and makes a very convincing case that allicin, A-L-L-I-N.
You're right, allicin, that's it.
Allicin is the key active. And he's got a lot of evidence to back it up.
And doesn't cooking actually concentrate and create more allicin? That's why cooked garlic or even mildly sautéed garlic is better than raw?
Yeah, well, here's the interesting story behind that. It's a little long, but it's worth the listen. All right, garlic contains just a remarkable number of actives, 17 aminos, 33 sulfur compounds, 8 minerals, yada, yada. It also contains fiber and water, but not a single trace of allicin. Now, how can that be? It's the story of how a plant evolved to protect itself from attack by microbes, and here's how it goes. In 1944, there was an Italian chemist named C.J. Cavallito. He first isolated an unstable, odorless compound with antibacterial properties from fresh garlic. Okay, he called it allicin. 4 years later, Stoll and Seebeck, also working with garlic, discovered an odorless sulfur-containing compound called alanine, and that it was converted by an enzyme called alanase, which then forms allicin. They then made one more remarkable discovery. When they were looking at the cloves, they found that alanine and alanase were stored in different compartments, which is to say, in an undamaged clove of garlic, they remain completely separate. Here's the interesting part. Once the clove structure is ruptured, typically by cutting, the two substances come into contact.
Holy mackerel. Kind of like those things you buy for your kids that you crack them, and when the two chemicals mix, it starts to glow.
Yes, exactly.
It's a chemical reaction, basically.
It is, and nothing in nature happens by accident. So all clues seem to suggest garlic possesses that defense mechanism to deal with attacks from soil-borne organisms. It's been shown, for example, that fungal invasion of garlic causes the alanine and alanase to react, rapidly producing localized bursts of allicin, which in turn kills the invaders. Interesting fact, in the 1930s, the first class of antibiotic drugs were invented, the sulfonamides. The reason they were so successful was the presence of that reactive sulfur group, the exact same group that allicin contains.
I'll be darned.
So you're looking for allicin in your garlic, but here's where we run into problem number one. In March of 2003, a review of garlic supplements by Consumer Labs found that the allicin content in various products varied by as much as 1,500%. They also found a quarter of the non-aged garlic products yielded less allicin than was generally considered therapeutic. Now, interestingly enough, aged garlic doesn't contain any allicin. Mm. Problem number two is that in its unstabilized form, allicin rapidly degrades, and as a result, is of little use in humans. In short, without a stabilized allicin content, most of the garlic supplements you see for sale are not going to deliver on garlic's potential. Here's the good news. Stabilized allicin products are now hitting the shelves, and with them, the opportunity to reap both the performance enhancement and medicinal benefits. With respect to the latter, there's a lot of evidence showing allicin's ability to kill multi-drug-resistant bacteria. And then that may become a big issue right quick in the event of another SARS-like outbreak. Like they just had one in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
MERS. Here's the bottom line. If so inclined, you're looking for a product containing AlliSure, AlliSure. It comes in caps, liquids, and gels. And I'm personally using a product called Alli-C. And each capsule sports 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Unlike the garlic supplements I've taken in the past, it has zero odor, none. And one cap is the equivalent of 40 cloves of fresh, raw garlic.
Dang. Now, does that upset your stomach at all?
None. And I was surprised because I used to down, you know, a lot of garlic caps, which might explain my lack of dates throughout the years. But it has no odor. You know, the performance enhancement claims, they're too early to call. I'm not expecting drug-like effects. I think consumers need to manage expectations accordingly. I do find the greater nitrogen retention finding in that study exciting, though. And on that basis alone, I decided to give it a whirl. I'm going to be doing a full-up review for Blueprint Bulletin subscribers in a future issue. For everyone else, I would strongly consider looking into these new stabilized allicin products. They're worthy of your consideration.
And I'll tell you something I used to love to do, and I haven't done it in a long time, and this is something that if you're with someone else, you have a significant other, a partner in your life, you got to do it together. Can't do this by yourself. But roasting garlic in your oven, getting a garlic roasting pot, it's a little clay pot. You take the garlic, you peel the outer shells off of it, you press it down and force it to open up like a rose almost, and you sprinkle some olive oil and sweet basil flakes on top of it, even some parsley, put it in the oven, put the oven on the about 300 to 350 degrees, and just let it sit in there. And you know it's done when the paper-like coating on the cloves kind of bursts open and the inner clove is no longer that whitish yellow. It's a dark brownish yellow. And when you touch the cloves, they're mushy. You just squeeze a couple of them in your mouth and swallow them. They're amazing. They taste fantastic. They're not bitter. They don't burn. But you talk about a concentration of allicin in one clove. There's a ton of it right there because of the reaction you just explained that I never understood, that the heat breaks down the barriers of the cells, allowing the enzyme and the ingredient to mix to produce the allicin.
Yeah, it's been ruptured, so to speak, and that's the key. It's just, you know, whether you're getting it in your diet or this new, you know, stabilized form of it, I'm pretty excited about this stuff. I'm going to, if nothing else, I'm keeping a bottle in the medicine cabinet, you know, for cold and flu season.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's a great idea. We're going to take our next break just a minute early. And when we come back, we've got a question from Michael Hegstrand. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. As you heard, those who get the Blueprint Bulletin will be getting information about this wonderful supplement that Rob was just talking about. And right now you can get 3 months of the Blueprint Bulletin absolutely free when you buy the Blueprint. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today. We'll be right back.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Later in the show, we're going to be joined by Randy Roach and Jim Ellingson as we pay homage to the passing of Agnes von der Planitz. Agnes von der Planitz was a true pioneer. Before the paleo movement, before any of these movements, Agnes was promoting the consumption of raw meats, raw eggs, raw fish, raw milk in his primal diet. Saved a lot of people's lives, reversed cancers. The guy is just, if I believed in that sort of stuff, I'd say he's probably going to be sainted someday. And we're going to talk about him later in the show because he did pass away. Just a brief period ago. All right, so the next question comes. Oh, by the way, I just got an email from Steve over at AgeForce, Rob. He said, to anybody listening to the show today, you can save 50% off the purchase of the weight loss fat burner patch. That's 50% off the 30, 60, 30, 90, 180-day supply, or 50% off the first month of the auto ship. Whichever one you sign up for, you'll get 50% off using the coupon code WL50. This is limited time. I emailed him during the break and told him what you said, and he gave us this coupon code. So there you go.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay. Michael Hegstrand says, I love Power Hour and never miss a show. Thank you for that. Absolute gold. So keep up the good work. My question has to do with training. Straight up, what's the most effective training system you've ever used? You mean besides the blueprint?
Yeah, well, this is going to be a trip down memory lane for some people. But to answer your question, the most effective training system I ever used was a program called Power Building, circa the early to mid-90s. It came to my attention via an ad in Muscle Media and was supposedly the brainchild of a one Brad Jeffries. What made the program unique was, one, it was computer-generated, and two, it was customized to the individual. So here's how it worked. You took your one rep max in several exercises and sent that on its way via snail mail.
Remember those days? Snail mail. You had to wait for stuff to come back.
Sent it to Golden, Colorado because the internet wasn't around.
Right.
God, I feel old. Okay. In return, you got a bright blue binder that came in the mail a week or so later, complete with every weight to use on every exercise, right down to how long to rest in between sets. It was a three-ring spiral binder that went everywhere with me, and the results I got were mind-blowing. I can still recall how perfect the weight selection and rep ranges were, especially towards the end of the workout. I'm talking right down to the last rep. Whoever or whatever created it had correctly factored fatigue into the equation, and I was impressed. More importantly, my one rep max skyrocketed, and that's no exaggeration. I mean, it was some of the, I got the strongest I ever was on that program. The amount of supplemental and accessory work seemed to be spot on too, and after peaking, you went into an interim or bridge type program. And during that bridge, my muscles really filled out, given the volume and higher rep ranges and rest periods that were tweaked. And that led back to another peaking program. So they ultimately built it out where you could choose various iterations geared towards max strength, hypertrophy, fat loss, whatever you wanted to accomplish. The most impressive part wasn't that it worked. It was the fact that it kept working. The one variable it couldn't account for was training frequency, meaning it was still possible to overtrain, which is completely understandable because recovery is highly individual, right? Age, sleep, diet, all those things factor in.
Right.
Still, That was the only thing that could hold you back on this program. It also underscored for me just how complex dialing in your workout frequency is, because the computer could figure everything else out except training frequency. So there's a lesson for us all there. Ultimately, I reverse engineered the math given the percentage of one rep max the program was predicated upon, and I plotted each workout on graph paper. It was unlike anything I've seen before or since. It did not resemble anything like the Soviet or East German loading patterns. I was plenty familiar with those, and it was light years ahead of the linear step and wave loading systems that most athletes were using over here. I was training circles around everyone, including my friends who started to ask questions like, what are you on? In a word, I thought power building was brilliant. Unfortunately, it mysteriously disappeared a year or so later, and I've since heard rumors that Brad Jeffries was really a pen name for Sean Phillips.
Really?
But I was never able to substantiate it. Maybe you can help me out. I suspect that may have been true because the success of EAS supplements may have completely overshadowed power building, which led to its demise. Whoever created it was a genius, in my opinion, and I'd like to find him or her and ask them whether or not that software is still for sale.
Interesting.
It was way ahead of its time, and I can only imagine where I'd be today had I continued to use it. It was that good.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Next question comes from John Kofopoulos. He says, I have an interesting question. I am a mesomorph with endo-leaning tendencies. Now that I am approaching 40, size and strength no longer interest me. Have plenty of that, and if anything, willing to lose some of it. I'm interested in being lean, healthy, and just looking good. I'd also like to be injury-free, as years of heavy squats, etc., have taken their toll on my knees. My question is, how do I train not to gain muscle or perhaps to even lose some? Interesting question.
Yeah, well, I wish I had this problem. But muscle growth is a function of many different variables. But the biggest, in my opinion, is this. A certain amount of mechanical work or volume must be performed. A close second is the food or the fuel that's necessary, because you can't build a house without bricks. So with that knowledge in hand, let's discuss how best to go about it. First, you want to limit your work sets to one or two on a handful of big basic exercises. That's step number one. The practical effect is, in virtually every case, is a tremendous increase in strength with hypertrophy either greatly lagging or non-existent. And you can ask any HIIT disciple, the exponential strength increase is seen in one set to failure type training far outstrip the actualized muscle growth. In English, you'll see your strength growing by leaps and bounds without the tape measure making bigger circles. And I know firsthand, given I trained under the man himself, Mike Mentzer, God bless him, the official line was that strength gains always precede hypertrophy, which is absolutely true in my opinion. The disparity is rather profound though, and it can be frustrating to the trainee looking to build bigger muscles. Where it gets interesting is that when a HIIT Jedi transitions to a volume-oriented program, there's a brief window where more often than not he starts growing again, at least for a while. And there's a lesson there for all of us, and it's this. There's more than one road to Gainesville. Mike would entertain no deviation, though, so I kept that little experiment to myself. And years later, it would form the basis for parts of the blueprint. Next, you're going to want to gradually incorporate body weight training into your repertoire. And while it's true body weight training will build a lot of muscle, it's also ideal in maximizing your strength to body weight ratio. I've said it before, but it bears repeating. The more body weight oriented your training is, the more the subconscious mind seems to make the connection that every extra pound of flab you have works against you. You simply don't have the appetite after a bodyweight session that you would after weight training. The reason being, you haven't artificially depleted your body by stressing it with hundreds or thousands of extra pounds like you can with an adjustable barbell. Put it this way, if your goal is to bench 400 pounds, you can do that with a big belly. Not so if you're trying to perform a one-arm chin-up. Which brings us to step number three. Your diet needs to reflect your goals. And there's an old saying in our business which goes like this. Abs are built in the kitchen. I tend to agree with that, meaning it's my belief that fat loss is more a function of diet than training. And yes, you can accelerate fat loss with lactic acid tolerance training, CrossFit type routines, etc. But it's all for naught if you're consistently eating above and beyond your caloric maintenance. Knowing your daily maintenance, keeping insulin low, zigzagging calories, and timing your intake of food is a big part, huge part of staying lean. And while a lot of that is outside the context of this discussion, know this. You won't grow an ounce of new muscle if the bricks aren't there. The workers just sit around at the construction site goofing off with nothing to work with. They have their blueprints in hand. They're motivated to work. But without bricks, nothing's happening. So here's the final word. One, you want to gradually incorporate more body weight movements into your training. Two, you want to perform no more than two work sets of any one movement. And three, eat at or below your maintenance level and zigzag your caloric intake, matching it to your energy expenditure for the day. You want to also try to get most of your calories during the two-hour window of opportunity that exists post-workout. You're going to wind up with a razor-sharp central nervous system, a fantastic strength-to-weight ratio, and a lean and muscular physique. I hope that helps, John.
Okay, the next question, because we want to get everything done today, is from Panos Antonakos. He says, congratulations on the launch of Tranquilogen. I've been really happy with Synthogen, so I am sure I will like Tranquilogen too. But if a person could only afford one, which one would you pick and why?
It depends on your goals. If you're an athlete looking to lift heavier, you know, run farther, recover faster, and get the absolute most out of your training, the answer is simple, Synthogen. If, on the other hand, your issues are more outside the gym, trying to balance work, family, school, etc., Tranquilogen is the better choice. And though they're stablemates, each was designed for a specific purpose. You know, Synthogen is there to magnify the results from your hard work in the weight room. Tranquilogen is the new kid on the block, and it was designed to benefit a broader demographic. For example, your roadblock might not be poor recovery. Instead, you may suffer from adrenal burnout, lack of sleep, or from chronic stress. And I keep seeing this over and over again. Guys are doing everything right in the weight room. Their diet is spot on, but still they're going nowhere fast in the gym. It's because they're stressed to the max, they're not sleeping well, and their cortisol levels are through the roof. And it's no surprise. Why? The pace of modern life and the demands put upon people, you, is increasing at a frightening pace. Along with that comes the toll it takes on your brain. And if you don't think that's happening on a grand scale, think again, because I found out the hard way 3 years ago. Fact, two people die every 7 seconds worldwide from stress. And it's chronic stress I'm talking about here, the kind that creeps up on you. You know, when I entered the workforce, we had rudimentary computers, a desk phone, and one person handling a reasonable load. As time went by, you know, all of a sudden in came pagers, cell phones, and all other, you know, devices like that. And later on, you're encouraged to log in from home, right, before and after work. Things just got worse as the layoffs piled up. The good news, Rob, you still have a job. The bad news, you're getting everyone's work that we just canned. Putting out fires went from once in a while to how the company functioned on a minute-to-minute basis. And today, the situation is even worse. Your employer can get to you anywhere, any time of the day or night. And God forbid you're good at what you do, because that just means they're going to send more problems your way. The inevitable result is that your serotonin levels are depleted. That's the stuff that keeps you calm. You needn't look any further than the skyrocketing use of selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors prescribed in an effort to help people cope. Dopamine, epinephrine, norepinephrine, those are all stimulatory neurotransmitters. Those usually tank too, because when people constantly push the sky is falling button, you don't get the response you used to. End result is a dangerous imbalance in your brain, and there is no test that'll warn you when these neurotransmitters are starting to get too low. They don't show up on a physical, and and there is no check engine light that comes on. Most people either aren't aware of the damage that's unfolding, or they just think feeling like dirt is normal. Some of the symptoms: at best, you're going to feel tired, depressed, and irritable, with little energy left for your family or other pursuits. At worst, you're going to meet an early death, and that is no exaggeration. Tranquilogen was designed to work to bring these neurotransmitters back into balance, functioning to benefit both your body and your brain in and out of the gym. You need only identify your roadblock, Panos, to know which product is right for you.
Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to take a real quick break, and when we come back, we've got the blueprint tip of the day, so stay tuned.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders and in minutes I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetic Cream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetic Cream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to superhumanradio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oh, when I woke up tonight, I said I gotta make somebody love me.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, so the blueprint tip of the day is an interesting one from my perspective. And we're going to talk about arachidonic acid. What, so is there new information about it, Rob? I mean, it's been in favor, out of favor. What's new?
Well, There is new information, and it's very positive. It's kind of a feather in Bill Llewellyn's cap. But just to refresh, around 2003, Bill Llewellyn of Molecular Nutrition postulated arachidonic acid was a key player in muscle growth. So the theory went like this. The greater the level of arachidonic acid stored in muscle, the greater the amount of growth-promoting prostaglandin release. It debuted to a whirlwind of controversy given it's a saturated fatty acid and it was thought to be dangerous in some circles, mostly due to the fact it's pro-inflammatory in nature, or so went the theory. Like creatine, it's naturally present in red meat, but higher tissue saturation levels can be achieved via supplementation. When X-Factor hit the scene, the feedback was a mixed bag, a lot like ECDI. Some people loved it and some trashed it. There were, however, widespread reports of severe soreness and delayed onset muscle soreness, and other indications it was pro-inflammatory. Whether or not that was placebo or they were influenced by the marketing, or it was real, that's anybody's guess. I tend to think individual physiology and diet plays a role, given a diet that's high in antioxidants can mitigate muscle soreness in its own right, especially if it's timed appropriately. Nevertheless, it developed a cult-like following, and in 2006, Bill funded an X-Factor study at Baylor University. The results of that study showed no anabolic effects, but it did reveal a statistically significant increase in power and a reduction in certain inflammatory markers, among them interleukin-6. Strange enough, given its purported mode of action. To his credit, Bill kept after it, and today the original X-Factor has been replaced by X-Factor Advanced, and that contains several new ingredients, omega-3 fatty acids and Boswellia, which we've discussed on the show before. It would seem that although arachidonic acid may be pro-inflammatory, some of its localized effects are anti-inflammatory, which would explain Baylor's findings. That brings us up to date in the latest on arachidonic acid. There were two studies. One in October of 2012, the American Journal of Cell Physiology, they published a paper concerning a joint investigation between researchers at the School of Exercise and Nutrition in Deakin University in Australia and the Liggins Institute in New Zealand. What they did was they used, it was an in vitro or test tube experiment to determine whether or not arachidonic acid influenced the process of muscle cell growth, and if so, to what extent. Here's the bottom line. Adding arachidonic acid to muscle cells in the test tube caused a dose-dependent increase in muscle cell diameter and protein content. And furthermore, when it was added to developing muscle cells, or myotubes, there was an increase in both nuclei number and cell size. They concluded with the following. Our data reveals arachidonic acid is among a growing list of stimuli, including creatine, several prostaglandins, and interleukin-4, as well as intracellular pathways, MTOR, MOTOR, that appear capable of regulating developing muscle. In January of this year, New Zealand PhD researcher James Markworth published the results of another in vitro study which further validated arachidonic acid's ability to build muscle. Briefly, he exposed muscle cells to various concentrations of arachidonic acid. The higher the concentration, the thicker the muscle fibers got. There's a tip I'd like to pass along for those of you using X-Factor. Tim Zukowski, who was a good friend of mine, he works for Molecular, recommended taking it with another fatty source such as glycerol monostearate if you happen to be dosing it, let's say, pre-workout. He recommended this as an emulsification mechanism, with the arachidonic acid, or you can consume it with a meal with a large amount of fat. It's generally accepted that also holds true for ECDI, meaning it's more bioavailable when you consume it with some fats. Here's the final word. Arachidonic acid really is a fascinating supplement, and it holds a lot of promise. In humans, we know it improves peak power output from the Baylor study. From that same study, though, there was no muscle growth. But in test tubes, there was. So the key word that I kept seeing in those test tube studies was developing muscle fibers. And I can only surmise that means a catalyst of some sort need be in play. In the real world, I suspect a specific type of training is necessary to elicit skeletal muscle growth in humans. In fact, it's my opinion that any trainee that wants to get the most out of arachidonic acid should be using loaded stretch position movements, which we've discussed here before. There, I have an entire list of them in the blueprint. There's a comprehensive list of loaded stretch movements for every muscle group. And the reason for that is once you've loaded the muscle with super physiological levels of arachidonic acid, it's released when the muscle is stretched under load. This is true for most growth factors, but especially the prostaglandin release that you're seeking with arachidonic acid. So for those of you considering or already using X-Factor Advanced, X-Factor, or arachidonic acid of any sort, I hope that's helpful.
You know, it's interesting because, like you said, arachidonic acid has had some bad reviews too, and because it is a responsive inflammatory marker. But it makes sense that what really makes sense to me when you were talking about it was the stretched under load. We know that this is an amazing growth potentiator in musculature, and a lot of people don't get it. It's the same. It's very similar to statics, but it's even more intense because you're stretching a muscle fiber to a point where the body is going, holy mackerel, we could actually tear. If we don't super compensate next time this idiot does this to us, we may end up tearing a muscle.
I originally panned it in the Blueprint 2.0, but I couldn't ignore the feedback my guys were giving me that were running it with Blueprint. So when I went to write 3.0, I did a retraction, and I worked with Bill Llewellyn and Molecular on developing an X-Factor optimal use protocol. And it's in the blueprint. It's part of the supplement secrets and the training and dietary template.
Well, so, and something else that should be mentioned. Dante Trudell, author of the dog crap training style, was one of the early individuals to start espousing this stretched under load responsiveness to the muscle and incorporating it into the end of a workout as the last thing that you did. You know, you stretch that muscle group under a load after you hammered it to death, and guys were seeing amazing results. They were seeing muscles growing that they couldn't get to grow originally.
It's not unlike what John Perillo advocated in the early 1990s.
Did he also do that?
Yes. He was big about stretching the muscle under load. And for those that haven't tried it, a word of warning.
Yes, don't do it too often.
It's probably one of the most painful things you'll ever experience, but boy, does it. The muscle is very full, and you are left at the end of a workout feeling very satisfied.
But don't do it too often. It's one of those things that more is not better because you will injure yourself.
Yeah, it's like static hold, like any other intensification technique. It's powerful medicine. You got to go easy with the dose.
Rob Regish, thank you so much for putting together the Blueprint Power Hour today.
My pleasure. I love doing it, man.
We'll see you next week, brother.
Thank you.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we will have Randy Roach and Jim Ellingson on as we pay homage to the passing of a food pioneer, a nutritional pioneer, Agnes von der Planitz. He had been on this show numerous times, and he will be missed. Stay tuned.
This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironmaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinus Stain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. As the show takes a little bit more of a somber tone, as we pay homage to the passing of a nutritional pioneer. Before paleo, before all of this popular foodism hit the markets and became a marketing opportunity, Agnes van der Planitz was traveling around the globe to teach people what he had discovered firsthand about the power of eating raw foods. And many people were repulsed. Many people thought it was absurd. But those who were at the precipice of disease, who had no other choices but to try something, that tried it, found out that they regained vitality, regained their lives, and reversed disease. And slowly, this wave of people started to grow. And they started to talk about this man, Agnes van der Planitz, and that he had saved a life and saved this life. And slowly, that grassroots momentum picked up until Agnes van der Planitz was a visible activist in the agenda of nutritious food and disease. I'm joined now by a good friend of the show, a man who has mentored me in many ways, Randy Roach. How you doing, Randy?
Very good today, Carl.
And then, of course, Jim Ellingson is joining us. How you doing, Jim?
Just fine, Carl. Thanks.
Now, I want to let people know who you are first, Jim, because Randy has been on the show before, and we've even talked about Agenis, and Agenis has been on the show numerous times as well. How did you come to know Agenis von der Planet?
I first heard of the diet in about 2001 when two people actually called my home the same day raving about his book, and I thought I better get the book. But a long story short, after I read the book, I said to myself, man, this guy has got it right. And in 2004, I approached him. I went to him in person saying, you know, you're fantastic. You got it right. How can I support you? Can I build a website for you? And he said, yes. So ever since then, we've been kind of joined at the hip.
We have some background noise. It sounds like music or something. Is that coming from anybody's side by any chance?
No, I have my phone.
Okay. All right. Anyway, okay, so you basically started to work with Agenis. You developed his website, it sounds like?
Yeah. I put it together piece by piece, not knowing anything about websites or anything like that, but I just knew how great Agenis was, so I just kept working at it.
Okay, and so clearly you became very close with him because you worked with him on a day-to-day basis, I would imagine.
Well, it was more like I knew what he was doing and he knew what I was doing. We didn't have to talk day or anything like that, but, you know, on important matters, we certainly did. And over the years, you know, I got to see him in a lot of different kind of circumstances, including a whole lot of question and answer sessions, which are very enlightening, and gained a knowledge of his views and all that sort of thing, besides seeing him socially a little bit here and there. But, you know, it wasn't really every day.
Okay. Now, Randy, tell the audience how you became to know Agenis von der Planet. A lot of people may not have heard some of the earlier shows about the challenges with your site and all that sort of stuff.
I was actually introduced to Agenis through Dr. Ron Schmidt. Dr. Ron has actually wrote Native Nutrition, and Agenis actually has him in his reference or bibliography of his first book. And it was Dr. Ron who introduced me to raw food eating, I would think maybe 12 years ago. And I was trying to think over the past little while when exactly he met up with Agenis and met him, and then he introduced me to Agenis. I'm thinking around 2002.
Okay.
That's when I first talked with Agenis.
Now you actually started using Agenis' approach, his nutritional approach, to keep a lot of your faculties from getting worse. I mean, your vision had gotten really bad, but when you switched to raw food eating, you actually saw some mitigation of the progress of this disease, right?
I can't. I felt benefits in other places. I can't say it's for my eyesight because my eyesight is worse now than it was back then.
Well, but it's a progressive disease. It's not like it's going to reverse.
Yeah,
but I mean, if you would have stayed on the atropine drops and done what, you know, and stayed on a traditional diet, I have to believe it would have just progressed much faster.
I pulled myself from the medications back in the mid 90s just out of sheer fear because of what I saw it do to other people. But yeah, I started incorporating raw food eating, like I said, back at probably in 1999-2000 with raw milk, and taking the step to raw meat was a much bigger step that, like I said, Dr. Ron Schmidt gave me the nudge there. And then I got Agenis' book, his book at that time, We Want to Live, and read that. And I was like, this guy's bizarre. You know, his whole life is like, it's a movie, right? But it just resonated. I thought, you know, it makes sense because I had to accept it because I was already acknowledged my earlier mistakes with fat phobia.
Right.
Because I got suckered into that in the early 80s, that fat and cholesterol would kill you. And it led me into being a vegan. And I like the fact that Agenis went through veganism as well. And by the early mid 90s, I was coming to realize through a fellow named Jay Robb and then Mario DePasquale that this is not true. fats are not going to kill you. So I'm thinking, that's when I started thinking, geez, what can you believe anymore?
Right.
What that's written. And so when I was reading Odgers about eating raw chicken and raw beef, I'm thinking, you know what? You know, why not? I mean,
because you felt like everything else that you had been told was a lie. So why would you shun this new idea? It's just a new idea. And clearly, we have to realize that at some point in our evolution, we were eating raw because we didn't have the control of fire and we survived.
Well, exactly. The book made you think for once, right? Like, instead of just that thing, I used to think, well, technology knows everything. Like, we're really so advanced. And by this time, I'm starting to think, no, we're not. And what he was rewriting made sense that, yeah, at one time we were eating raw. And, like, we're the only species on the planet that cooks our food anyway, so.
Yeah. Now, Ogenis, I have to say, he was always so nice to do the show. And I always got the feeling that so many people pulled at him day in and day out. Because whenever I spoke to Ogenis before a show or during the show, he always sounded somehow like emotionally drained and exhausted. Jim, do you think that that Ogenis was in fact in that kind of state of mind most of the time? Because so many people needed him. So many people. Because don't forget, the people who needed him were at death's door quite often. It was always an emergency. Was he sometimes emotionally, spiritually, mentally exhausted?
Well, yes and no. During the earlier years when I knew him, he was definitely working very hard and on constant call for people. You know, people would have a crisis, just like you say, and they would call him. So that was a lot of work. But he somehow, and this gains my highest respect, he just needed, you know, 4 hours sleep or less a night, and boom, he'd be right back at his computer or at his phone or with a consult. And he was quite strong, but something happened here, and we'll get into this later in the show. And during the last few years, he really has been wearing out.
And I have to believe that. And I have to tell you something. No one, and I say this unabashedly, no one is designed to survive and thrive on 4 hours of sleep a night. You may drive yourself to do that because you are a driven person, but you will hit the wall eventually. But with that being said, Randy, do you think that Ogenis was ever, his life was ever in threat of harm because of his vocal opposition to what has happened to nutrition in the United States? He had a big audience. He had a grassroots audience, much bigger than most people realize. Do you think that he was ever, did he ever feel threatened about that?
Well, Jim can maybe better answer that question. I'd like to comment with one thing about Ogenis. Anytime he did a show or he was interviewed or on TV or anything, he was always being attacked. So every time, very seldom did Ogenis get in a public forum where he could be comfortable and know that he is with allies and stuff. He's always being, why this? Why that? How come this? Why that? It's constant. So after 20, 30 years, you know, it would also begin to start to wear on you. Like, it's like, okay, people, how many times, like, just open your minds.
Yeah, because he challenged people's ideas.
And it threatened them. People were threatened by it, in a sense. Well, why do we have to eat like that, Odd? Just like, because I want to cook my food. I want my elegant way of cooking things and eating things. And he was saying, he was much, as he said, primal. And people were always, had their ire up and their backs up. So I think after a long, long time, that would start to wear on you too. Now, regarding your question, Ogenis obviously was peeing in the soup of a lot of people that did not like what he was having to say. As I've always said, Ogenis promotes a diet that is contingent or, say, sponsored with a regional or local fresh food supply.
Right.
And that flies right in the face of the globalization process, because everybody knows now, it's no secret, that the food supply has, over the past 30, 40 years, moved more and more into the hands of less and less people. And Ajit's diet did not fit into this. And then he's fighting and winning the right to drink raw milk for Los Angeles back in 2001. Jim knows much more about what his political battles were in the more recent years. But, yeah, he was a thorn in a lot of people's side as to whether they would take what steps they would take. Ajit, I do believe, has stated that he had been attacked in many ways, and I don't know what happened in Thailand.
Yeah, we're going to get into that when we come back. But here's what I want to do. I want to take a break, and then I want to give Jim Ellingson a chance to answer this, because it could have been that maybe during a phone call, Jim, Ajit may have intimated to you that, you know, he thinks that some organization is out to get him or something. I want to talk about that. And when we come back, we'll let you guys plug websites and stuff like that. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about the passing of Ajit von der Planet, truly an activist, a pioneer in nutrition, and savior for a lot of people. I know a lot of people who were at death's door until they started to follow Ajit's approach to primal nutrition. That means something, folks. It means something. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Super Human Radio.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5 pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like
like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. You know Randy Roach. He's been on the show numerous times. He is the author of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, both Volume 1 and Volume 2. You can get this amazing, these two amazing books, and soon to be a third, at randyroach.ca. And I have to tell you, if you've never read Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, you're really missing out on an opportunity to truly understand the nutritional origins that have were created through the physical culture movement. Also, Jim Ellingson, you want people to know that they can still get the book, right, that Ogenes was famous for writing.
Yes, indeed. He wrote two books. One, the We Want to Live book, which really started it all in 1997, and then in 2002, The Recipe for Living Without Disease, which is a companion work and really important.
You know what's really funny about this? So when my mother passed away, I had to go and liquidate her assets and empty her townhome out. I found the copy of Ogenes' book there. My mother had it. The recipe book. And it was amazing.
Wow.
I have it. I took it home with me because apparently she must have gone to a lecture because Ogenes signed the inside of it for her. So she must have,
wow.
She lived in Phoenix, Arizona, and he must have come there to speak at one time.
Jim could probably put together another book just with his unique newsletters from the past 3 years.
Yeah, I bet.
Well, yeah, that's for sure. He started the newsletters in 2006, and they are password protected on the site because, as Randy was pointing out, Ogenes had a way of making good friends and making really powerful enemies.
Well, let's talk about that. So I posed that question to Randy. Did Ogenes ever intimate to you that he had feelings that this organization, that organization may have had it in for him?
Well, he asked for it, man. He came out so outspoken in a few different things. First of all, not only did he kind of cut across the mass food production concept, but in his recipe book, he explains why most supplements are really not beneficial or what is harmful about them. He opposes, you know, doctors' procedures. You know, to him, going to a hospital is kind of a, you know, an end-of-life activity. And he just opposed so many people that he really got them aggravated. And then he came out really outspoken against vaccines as being, you know, a conspiracy, practically.
Well, one of the most popular shows that I have ever done was done with Ogenes von der Planitz. To this day, this individual show continues to get downloads. This individual show is well over 600,000 downloads now. I think we did the show in 2009. It was on the heels of the swine flu epidemic.
Yeah.
And the show was so popular that it made it onto this guy, David Icke. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, David Icke.
Yeah, he published the show on his website. That's one of the reasons why I got so many downloads. The show, even some people even took the content of the show, excerpted my question and Ogenes' answer, and put it to music, and it's on YouTube. I mean, that's how crazy it was.
But
I have to say, there are a lot of things that I agreed with Ogenes about, but I had a handful of things that I disagreed with him. And so, you know, in a scientific environment, you have to respect decorum. You have to respect opinions. People can have opinions. You just disagree. You don't have to have it in for them, or, you know, somehow it threatens your position because they don't agree with you, which I think was really the problem. There were some people out there who felt that because Ogenes didn't agree with them, didn't side with them, they were somehow threatened. They were threatened.
Yeah, I hear you.
So
he had a way, you know, he had a kind of a rough upbringing, and he had some mannerisms where he would just, if he saw something wrong, he would say that's wrong. You know, it's just out, bam, and not cushion it or anything like that. But he wouldn't also carry a grudge. He would move right on. You know, I worked with him. We shot some videos and stuff like that. And at one point, I think I had the camera too far away or aimed wrong or something like that. And he just said, you aimed the camera wrong, you know. And then, you know, that could lead to, like, a lot of, you know, bristly response and all that kind of thing. But when you understand him, you just say, this guy has to tell the truth, and he'll tell it, and there's no emotion behind it. He just tells it like he sees it.
Yeah, there was no buffer. He had no buffer between what he thought and what he said.
Not a great diplomat.
Yeah, and in fact, wasn't that really what happened between him and the folks from Rossum? I mean, wasn't it just because he felt like he had been lied to, that he, you know, he... Ajahnous
was I'll tell you about that one.
Okay, go ahead.
See, Ajahnous, his first Primal Diet newsletter, he lays out all the different vendors of chicken, and he, by brand name, tells to what degree that chicken is poisoned with arsenic and with, I don't even remember, another, you know, metal kind of poisoning. And he lists out the particles per billion or something like that,
right.
You know, way beyond my technical perspective. And that's the kind of integrity he had and maintained. People would call something Ajahnous grade. You could go to the farmer's market and ask for raw honey, but then when you ask for Ajahnous grade, they know exactly what you're talking about. And so to him, it is a big deal that you deliver exactly what you promise, particularly regarding chickens and eggs. That's where Rossum fell short, because the person running it, and I don't want to get into,
you know,
names and whatever, but he was, the commercial eggs were being sold as Ajahnous grade, and Ajahnous went in politely a couple times to say, you know, you can't do this, and he didn't get anywhere with it. So then he went to government aid to stop this, because he couldn't seem to do it on his own. And that was a gigantic mistake from my point of view, because there's so much animosity to the whole operation of raw food and raw milk and all that stuff.
Yeah, you don't give the government any ammunition. That's what you don't do, you know.
Yeah, well, it was a mistake, I would say. And I tried to remain neutral out of this thing. I never bought chickens or eggs at that time from Rossum. I would get them elsewhere, you know. It's just, I mean, without anybody telling me, I could just tell these are not what they're claimed
supposed
to be,
They
charged quite a bit for them.
Right. Yeah, so, and that obviously was the beef there. What was Ajahnous's interest in Thailand? Why did he go there in the first place? I know that he's had a residence there for quite some time, right?
Yes. He went there in the first place, to my understanding, because he had a vision. And he sat down on my couch one day, unfolded his blueprint of what this clinic or spa or health center or whatever you want to call it would look like. You know, basically the plans for the building. And it was a very strong vision at the beginning. And he went there, and then he had trouble, you know, buying enough land because he wanted to grow all his own food, have people able to do mud baths in the river, you know, a real natural vision. And somehow that just was slow and a battle and didn't happen. And then I started getting feedback from, see, people call me. My name is on the website. My phone number is on the website. My email is on the website. People call me and ask or say or whatever. And I started getting the picture from somebody just recently, actually from Omaha, that he told them he was going to Thailand as a retreat, to get away from it all, get somewhere where it's quiet, you know, can be away and live his own life for a while. So I think he changed a little bit over the years on that. His vision got kind of failed. It didn't happen.
That's kind of like a plan B, because I think I also got the feeling that it was kind of a plan B in case everything got shut down in California. Because, look, we both know that the government is doing everything they can to take away the right to get raw milk and to farm the way we want to, very difficult. So I always got the feeling I'll just, because I know other people who want to do the same thing, even though they live in the States and that, they want a second place to go.
Yeah, just in case. I've never in my life thought seriously about, let me back up. I've never in my life thought about leaving the United States. It wasn't even in a thought. And now all of a sudden it's something I contemplate from time to time. I think, you know, maybe I should see where there's someplace better where my health freedoms are not a part of the financial agenda of the government. You know,
a lot of people are thinking that now, yeah. Canada and the United States.
So we have to take a break and get back on clock here. I've got lots of questions. Randy, and I also want to give you a chance.
Well, let me say one thing real quick.
Please.
It's come up twice. Ajnes Melk report that he wrote to start with to stand up to the L.A. County Board of Supervisors and get raw milk accepted here in the County of Los Angeles. But then in 2006, and he and some friends went to Washington, D.C. for 6 weeks, and they handed it to each congressperson individually and personally. And I put that report on my website. It's basically free for the rest of the month. For anybody that's listening to the show or gets clued in or whatever, you know, it's a $15 report, and this has been updated. It's not the original 2001. He's updated it a couple of times. So it's pretty downright and dirty.
What's the website, Jim?
WeWantTheNumber2Live.com.
Okay, WeWantToLive.com. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more. Randy Roach and Jim Ellingson. We're talking about Ajnes von the Planets.
He's your personal watchdog.
Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill?
Sniffing out the corruption in our healthcare policies.
You are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence.
He's Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On the Superhuman Radio Network.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhuman.com QuestProtein.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Arjunas von der Planitz passed away on the 28th of August. And quite frankly, with his passing, I was a little worried. I was worried because I thought that this would be an indictment of his way of life, but then I came to find out how he passed away, which in and of itself seems to beg some suspicion. First of all, Jim,
yeah.
Is there any truth that Arjunas over the past few years, I know, I think you mentioned a moment ago about his distrust of hospitals, and quite frankly, I wouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I understand the importance of ancestral diets, primal nutrition, all that sort of stuff, but I wouldn't not go to the hospital if my appendix burst. But Arjunas was very headstrong that way. Had he suffered any injuries in the past few years that he did not get attention for, but they lingered for a long time that caused him a lot of pain?
I wouldn't say injuries. Randy's going to have to help me out on this one a little bit. I have a hard time with it. But in 2009, he put in one of his Primal Diet newsletters, and you have to understand, just like Randy was saying, you know, Arjunas never really felt safe in a forum because no matter where he went, whatever, he'd get attacked. Well, in the Primal Diet newsletters, he was really writing to his friends and to the people that were on the diet and knew the value of it and all that. So he did feel safe. He let his hair down, and he would tell things in there that are nowhere else stated. And one of those has to do with the vaccine thing that you're talking about. There was kind of a peak, I think, with your radio show. And that particular time in Arjunas' life, he was standing bold, standing forward, being bigger than life, and in a very dangerous position. And that's what he relates in this newsletter, basically abduction and injection, and, you know, he was attacked when he was sleeping in a hotel room. And it's, you know, you can take it or leave it. Some people believe it, some people don't, or whatever. But in some following newsletters, he took pictures of his leg and his foot as on that side of his body as the poisons were coming out through his skin. And, he, you know, believe me, it was a heavy dose. It wasn't just like a little, you know, knockout drop. And that his life hasn't been the same since, to tell you the honest truth. And that is my observation. That's my personal observation. Someone I know saw him when he came back to the States that year. He was doing his round of Primal Diet workshops like he normally does, but they knew this guy already. They knew Arjunas, and they looked at him and said, "My God, what happened?" You know what I mean? They could tell something big had happened. And Arjunas is not one to go bringing his personal pains into other people's worlds, you know what I mean? He's used to putting all of that aside. When he takes care of somebody, that person is in front of him. There's nothing else that matters except their health, you know what I mean?
What do you think, Randy? It sounds like that maybe Arjunas was at a point in his life where he was emotionally beat down. His body maybe was suffering from some issues here.
Arjunas kind of reminds me of Robert Atkins. The whole nutritional community, orthodox community, really wanted Atkins to die of a heart attack.
Yeah, right.
They were just praying for him to die of a heart attack, but he fell and hit his head. at 72, and he died. So
and the SOBs had to come back and say that that he had some problems that didn't kill him, but they were lurking. You know,
It was ridiculous what they did with Ogenes. They really would have loved for Ogenes to die of cancer or heart disease or something of that. Well, they would have loved food poisoning. That would have been the best.
Yeah, right.
But
it
wasn't happening. Ogenes did suffer a really bad motorcycle injury. This one would defy a lot of people. And you know Richard Tucker, he's over in New Zealand. He was even thought this was fascinating. Ogenes tore his ligaments clean off in his leg. I don't know whether it's lateral, medial, collateral ligaments, but he was in agony. And he's a tough guy. He would not take anything. I think was this in Thailand as well, Jim? That motorcycle accident happened. Yeah, and they were concerned for him, the doctors, but he would not take anything. And Ogenes even wrote that he was in tears several times with the pain, but he wanted to do it his way. He said the ligaments reattached and healed themselves. And I think it took about a year, but he was walking. He was running on the beach again.
Really?
But he did it his way. Yeah, it's in one of the newsletters. And I shook my head, but I thought, you know what? I never took Ogenes as a liar. You know what? Even when I was reading We Want to Live and some of the stories, like it is a fascinating read, I thought.
Well, the very first story of his life where he's dying in the desert and a coyote comes and drops a rabbit next to him and he eats it. It's like, that's like something out of an LSD trip for me. You know what I mean?
Well, that's what I mean. I always, you know what? When I heard of his death, I wasn't surprised because I wrote to Richard Tucker and I said, for some reason, I just didn't feel Ogenes was long for this world. Not that he was going to die of disease or anything, but just the way he had seemed to have one battle after another, whether it was political or these serious injuries or this attack that probably happened in Thailand. And he had his vehicle overturned last year, I believe, as well.
And he claimed that the car was sabotaged, that there was evidence of sabotage, that somebody was trying to kill him.
Now for him to have broken his back, to be in agony in a hospital, for him, if Jim can verify if this is true or not, if he had to concede to take morphine for Ogenes, that would be a psychological or emotional blow for him to have to take that. And nobody begrudges him to take that.
Guy, this is a guy who waited for his leg to heal on its own and he didn't turn to any painkillers. You're thinking to yourself, gee, this doesn't sound like him. So Jim, what do you think? I mean, it sounds very suspicious.
Well, I'll tell you what I think. I've had nearly 2 weeks to come to grips with this thing here, and I get phone calls, I get emails, two questions. One, was there foul play? Two, what do we do now? And regarding the foul play, I say yes, but not in the present. In other words, when he went out on that balcony, whether there were nails pulled loose or there was a setup for him to fall or whatever, that's way late in the picture, the way it now looks to me, having had a little chance to view this thing. The real crux of the time was in 2009, and he never recovered fully from that. I got to tell you, a real personal thing, I don't know how you managed to draw this out of me. I would have probably only told maybe five close friends, but in July, late July or early August, he actually came to me to say goodbye.
Really?
And I couldn't handle it at the time. It was, I immediately said, okay, well, look, the next time you're back here, we're going to do something about this, and just hang in there, and I had the idea of what we could do about it, and I kind of ignored it. I mean, he didn't get my feedback. He didn't say, okay, I'll see you next summer or something like that. It was like he had made his statement and he was gone.
He said to you, I'm not coming back to the United States, or did he say, I'm saying goodbye?
This was like a vision or whatever you want to call it, premonition or, I've had a lot of stuff in my life like that. I'm a little bit aware when people have intentions towards me, it just comes through like a radio or something, it's just clear to me what it is. And this was one of those. And so as things progressed, I got to tell you, I mean, he was affected not only physically, but actually mentally by this thing, because his part of the deal on the newsletters is that he writes newsletters, because nobody's going to write them for him. He's the only guy who does his research to the depth and the originality, you know, that he is capable of. And he had been very non-productive. He just had a very hard time writing. He told me he couldn't concentrate anymore for more than at least a couple hours at the most. And he told me once, and another friend of his, that his right arm on the side where he got the inoculations, he couldn't even type sometimes. He couldn't even move his hand to type on his computer. So I agree with Randy 100%. You know, it's going to come from somewhere, somehow. Something is going to, you know, end off his life, and I'm not sure where or how. And the guys that from L.A. that went over to Thailand to see what's going on haven't come back yet. They'll be back in another day or two. So they may have some, you know, more to say about how the poor construction of the balcony or whatever. But they're, you know, that to me, by that time, it was nails in the coffin. It wasn't, you know.
So let me ask you a question. Do you think that Agnes would have been capable, that he was so depressed, so sad, that he was capable of taking his own life? Do you think that what we really are looking at here is an attempt to throw himself from the balcony that went bad? It didn't kill him. It just crippled him, and then he finished himself off with the morphine?
No. First of all, morphine is not fatal.
Oh, I know.
Morphine
that. Okay.
is, you know, a way to end life without agony. So that killing him, I do not go for that. And,
okay.
You know, I've he's not around to ask this question to, so nobody's really going to know. My view is that he did not. He did not throw himself over the balcony purposely. And I'll tell you, the vision that I had late July, early August, or whenever it was, that I kind of, you know, didn't take as a serious goodbye at the time, he had come to a point of peace in his life already.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? That,
yeah.
He had done that before. I mean, he had had a rough early childhood, a lot of things to complain about, and he made peace with it. He made friends with everybody involved, and he went to see his relatives every year, spent a week with them. You know, in other words, he really was over it.
He's, yeah.
And on this thing,
it's almost like he wrapped up all the loose ends.
Well, close, not all. He has a couple of trusts that are still functioning. My website is still functioning, and I'm very much revitalized to carry forward his thrust by just grabbing everything I can, you know, audio transcripts of Primal Diet workshops, 4 or 5 hours long, question and answer sessions that my friend Fred has recorded dutifully for the last 10 or 12 years. And there are 2 hours a shot, a couple of years, so there's a ton of information there. People asking questions, and he answers them. Bang, 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 bang. And I'm just going to pack the site. The where we go from here part is basically...
Well, wait. I don't want to talk about that yet. I want to take a commercial break because I have to... This is a traditional radio show, so you can't give that away yet.
Yeah, sure.
But I do want to talk about, is there someone out there that's ready to pick up the baton? I have to believe that there is, and we want to talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys, hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You already know that Whey Natural USA is the best whey protein powder from Amish grass pasture fed cows right here in the United States. Well, it's their second anniversary bonanza sale. Now you can get any number of 5-pound jugs of vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, or plain and save 20% when you use the coupon code ANNIV20. There's never anything artificial in Whey Natural USA. Sweetened with stevia and real cocoa, strawberry, or vanilla bean. It's the best, period. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Whey Natural USA banner ad today. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Okay, so here's the important question, because did Ogenis make any plans? Did he have anyone that he was mentoring that potentially could now step in and carry on? Jim, do you know of anybody?
There's no Ogenis B team. There are trusts that he carefully established. You see, he plays a lot of roles. Part of his thrust is under the Right to Choose Healthy Food Trust, and that is all the legal work involved in protecting Amish farmers, protecting co-ops, keeping it all running by the cow share kind of agreement. And that's all laid out so somebody can carry that forward. That's one of his hats. But in terms of the way he could sit down with a person, take a picture of their eyes, and just casually astound them, just as he did me the first time I went there with someone, they were being examined. And he took a picture of the eyes, and then he said, this, that. Nobody told him, and he was exactly right. And he just did that time after time. There's nobody in the wings that can do that, I'm sorry to say. People are calling me, crying, jumping up and down, saying, you know, what do I do now? And I have my answer to it, but it isn't another Ogenis. We don't have another Ogenis right now.
Randy, you think there's anybody out there that's in the wings that maybe they are not in the forefront yet, but they've heard that Ogenis has passed and they could step up and fill this void?
It's a big world. Anything can happen. Look, from a nutritional perspective, the information, Ogenus is made as Mark. The information's here. We have all the information in terms of raw food eating, but where Ogenus would be missed is where I thought that the package, like this, everything wrapped up in this one guy with his knowledge of nutrition and his iridology, but the more so how he is such a crusader and what he's been doing to try to secure, and not just procure, but secure the proper foods. It's this one guy doing everything, right? And that's going to be, there are other organizations also out there. I think the Western Price Foundation, they also try to, or they've been working for a long time to secure the rights for raw foods and raw milk and things like that. So there'll always be somebody that maybe isn't in the limelight now will come around. But there's a lot of people out there with a lot of amazing abilities. It's just a matter of time before that person surfaces again. So
it's really sad.
Well, I'll tell you what Ogenus himself said. At one point, I think it was early 2007, I arranged a room at the UCLA campus when Ogenus came in, and he gave a one-day, full-day, Primal Diet workshop. 7 hours he was standing up there talking perfectly organized, good information. But one thing he said right at the beginning, and I was pretty scattered that time. I was kind of watching the door and this and that, and but I heard him say that his purpose is to give us information so we can understand our bodies and how they work, and not be afraid, and we could make the right choices. And his whole presentation of information has been along that line. So my feeling that the torch I personally have to carry is to make the information available and to put it all in one place, which was another one of the plans that he and I were working on together, and make it available to people who want it, have it password protected, so it's not going to be scattered all over everywhere, but people who really want it and sincerely are looking to increase their own ability to take care of themselves, that they'll find it in that site and in the books. And also, he said a couple times in the most recent potluck in Los Angeles in the question and answer, he said, you already got all the data in the books. And it's true. You know, people look at the books and they find things they never saw before. So there's a lot to what he's saying.
You know, and he gave rise to a whole separate industry. I say industry. He gave rise to a whole separate segment of people who were using raw food than he ever anticipated. And I because even through a lot of the interviews that I did with him, whenever we talked about raw foods, muscle building, performance benefit effects, you know, I always got the feeling that he looked at that as, some novelty, like, you know, I'm working on diseases here. This is not about, you know, bigger biceps and shoulders. But Randy, I have to say that I kind of feel like you and Josh Trentine have taken that segment and really explored it to a greater degree. Would you agree with that?
Well, yeah, just of course, some degree. We've done three shows with you on it. And just ironically, the past several months, I've taken a break from muscle, smoke, and mirrors and been writing the raw omnivore guide for bodybuilding. And it, like I said, and as Jim has stated, the information's there. As in terms of how to eat properly and get a better rapport with our food and in a natural state. But yeah, like Ogenus wasn't really interested in bodybuilding.
I know.
I talked to him a couple times, but you know, and he was telling me some of the stuff that he had done in the previous years, but he had no interest in that. It was actually Ron Schmidt told me, Randy, you got to meet this guy. He's got the clearest blue eyes I've ever seen. Remember, this was 10, 12 years ago, 11 years ago. And he said he looks like a bodybuilder and he doesn't work out. And that's why I liked Ogenus and what he had to say and compared him to Irvin Johnson, AKA Real Blair, back in the 50s, because they both were doing the same thing. They would have people come off, Urban would take people off the weights, feed them whole natural foods, raw milk if he could get it, and watch them fill out. Ogenus told me that, number one, it was public knowledge that he had gained like 30 pounds of muscle just by going to raw meat, but he said his clavicles, his shoulder width grew like 2 or 3 inches at the age of 28, and when he finally got the right foods in a raw state that his body was looking for. That fascinated me because I was correlating it to what Irvin Johnson was saying back at that, to about 50 years before him even. It's the same information of the power of food, right?
Right.
So that's what fascinates
me. Tell
Josh
me about what's romnivore? What's that?
Well, it's like I said, it's kind of a mangling of the taxonomical classifications of lightly associated with herbivore, omnivore.
No, but I mean, carnivore. So you're working on? Are you working on? Is this because?
Oh, I thought you just made our twist on the wrong way. Yeah, book. No. It's a booklet. It's a book on
eating raw for bodybuilding.
I got templates in terms of how we would structure raw food eating. With some other things involved in, and it, just some basic nutrition and how to get in if you want to be serious in the raw foods and bodybuilding.
I'm looking at the top 10 shows of all time on Superhuman Radio, and one of them is raw food as anabolic as steroids, and that's a show that we did with Josh Trentin and you, and a lot of people changed the way they ate. Within the bodybuilding community after they heard that show. And, you know, and bodybuilders are a great group of people because if you tell a bodybuilder you can add 10 pounds of muscle more than you would normally if you just started eating your meat raw, they'll eat it raw. They don't think about it. They're not going to go, well, I don't know if I – it's like – because their mission is to add more muscle. And
yeah,
if you
can, this is a powerful statement. I got to say this. Sorry to cut you off, Carl.
No,
right.
No, go ahead.
You can – I have seen this firsthand. I have seen people go to their deaths with cancer and even tell me they would sooner die before they
eat raw meat.
Liver.
Right.
But they tell a bodybuilder, you can, if you want to eat, build muscle, eat raw meat. Okay.
I mean, you talk about a group of people who only operate on mission critical steps. You know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't matter to a bodybuilder that he's got to eat raw meat. If it's going to add more muscle to him, he's not going to be squeamish about it. He's just going to say, how frequently do I have to do it? And let me get busy with it. So
yeah, maybe
I think,
plug my nose.
Yeah. So it's really interesting. Anyway, let's do this. We're coming to the end of the interview. It's very, very sad, but luckily people like Jim Ellingson are out there who will keep, Ogenus's work alive so that people out there can still benefit from his message. And we have to hope. I guess we have to hope. I know that there'll never be another Ogenus on the planet because the guy was probably one of the most unique human beings on so many different levels that I've ever had the pleasure of knowing from the radio show. But we have to hope that there's somebody who can take from what he has done and springboard even further. But whether or not that's going to happen anytime soon remains to be seen. I don't even know that somebody wants that because look at the poor guy was besieged constantly because of his opinions about food. And a lot of people don't have the heart and the soul to put up with that kind of stuff.
It's the big
let me say that this trust still exists and the people named and signed in them do exist and they are carrying forward the torch in their own ways. It's the right to choose healthy food and optimal ways of living to trust that he established and are still carrying the torch as well.
Okay, so the website for Ogenus Fond the Planets is wewantthenumber2live.com. So people can go there. And if this is the first time you're ever hearing about Ogenus Fond the Planets, you have to get there. It's great information there. And then, of course, Randy Roach is working. Well, you're not working on Volume 3 right this second.
No.
But Volume 1 and Volume 2 are up there. Two fantastic books. Whether you're interested in physical culture or not, the volume one is a must read for anyone who wants to understand how we got where we are today with nutrition. Amazing book. Go to randyroach.ca to get copies of that. Guys, thanks so much for coming on the show and doing this today.
All right.
Thanks for having us, Carl. It's great.
Take care, guys.
All right.
Hi, and also thanks to Rob Regish for the first hour performing the Blueprint Power Hour. Don't forget, Steve from Age 4 said you can get the weight loss fat burner patch at 50% off by using the coupon code WL50. And make sure that's right. Hold on a second. Because he just sent it to me in the email, and I didn't have a chance to really read it over. come on. Anyway, yes, WL50. You can use that to save 50% off the weight loss fat burner patch that Rob Regish said made him lose 5 pounds without trying. So you can check that out. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click one of the Age Force banner ads to get there. And also, if you're in the newsletter, if you have signed up for the Superhuman Radio newsletter, we're going to send out this information for the fat burner patch later on today or first thing tomorrow morning. Thanks to for listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient.